fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on a Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on a Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
June 18th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth and the news that you can use. So your donation is really appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, just go to revolutionradio.com or freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness. But most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. The White Hats have been deployed to Miami in case the deep state tries something unlawful to detain or disappear President Donald J. Trump on Tuesday, if you remember, when he pled not guilty to fabricated federal charges that he kept classified documents like every president does and is legal to do. And, you know, all on baseless allegations, on Thursday, June 8th, a secret grand jury of Biden loyalists indicted Trump at the bequest of Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was appointed by Merrick Garland to stop Trump from assuming his rightful place in the Oval Office by any means necessary. They got to get Trump. They just can't have Trump be there because Trump's going to take him down and arrest them all. Period. The actual list of charges against Trump is yet to be revealed, but the media outlets have speculated they run the gamut. And all on groundless claims. The indictment marks the second time in a few months the deep state has brought false charges against the lawfully elected president of the United States. The first was in March when Trump pleaded not guilty to hush money payments surrounding the 2016 election. At the time, General Eric M. Smith recommended that Trump ignore the fraudulent indictment and remain in Mar-a-Lago for his safety. Trump rejected the general's concern, saying the deep state won't martyr him, that his demise or disappearance would spark a civil war, prompting a reminder from the general that Trump had survived many assassination attempts. Nevertheless, Trump traveled aboard Air Force One, Trump Force One, and he entered the courthouse and minutes later emerged unscathed. We all know that in Miami, the federal judge released Donald Trump without conditions, and he walked out of the courtroom unscathed again and is secure. In Donald Trump's remarks at Bedford, New Jersey, following his arraignment in Miami on Tuesday, he addressed the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and he articulated something very important to all of us. And I've been waiting for over 7 years for a clear statement like this from someone with influence to get it from none other than Donald Trump. Was a big surprise and a big gift to us all because knowledge is power. As President Donald J. Trump said, later posted to Truth Social, his social media, and he said the persecution is being done by the same weaponized agencies that for 7 years have been running illegal psychological warfare campaigns against the American people, much as if they were trying to destabilize a foreign country. Leave it to Trump to tell all the goods, I'm telling you. We've endured the past 7 years of being relentlessly strafed by psychological operations deployed by bureaucrats in our government whose salaries we pay with our taxpayer dollars and by their agents in the state media. These are the same people who have expertly executed color revolutions and overthrown governments worldwide, and now they're doing it right here to us, to you, with the tax they take from the sweat off your brow, and they're not stopping. Their primary weapons are informational, cyber, algorithmic, and psychological. While they've been doing this to us, similar fifth-generation warfare models have been deployed in most other countries around the world. And they were successful taking down those governments. However, we are in a global covert world war using fifth generation warfare tactics. Those Trotsky-like agents of planetary banking cartels scream about rules-based order and about our democracy, but in reality, they're criminal thugs who hate free elections and who will seek to impoverish and to enslave us all and kill us. Let's be frank. The most challenging part of all this is getting your head around it and achieving situational awareness, especially because very often the enemy is not just domestic, but it's parked itself inside your head or inside the heads of your loved ones with false assumptions and beliefs stemming from incessant propaganda and mass mind control, such that perhaps you, your friends, and family have been conquered by the enemy and are acting on the behalf of the enemy without them even knowing it. Just know you have friends and relatives you told not to vaccinate, and they said, no, we're getting the vaccine. What's wrong with you? You're crazy. Well, that enemy is now parked inside their head. In order to win this war, we need to understand the enemy, the theater, and the arsenal. The administrative state of federal employees, these careers in the bureaucracy, especially in the State Department, these are your enemies. They are overthrowing the United States as if it were Iran, the Congo, Guatemala, Vietnam, Brazil, Chile, Iraq, Syria, or Ukraine. They're doing the same thing they did to us when they preluded all those other countries that they destabilized and took over. You see what happened to Brazil. They did it just enough to get Lulu in there running things. Complete lefty. It was not rightfully elected. They've gotten good at what they do. And over the past 80 years, and here's what Steve Bannon and Ultra MAGA Party had to say about it. It's great that Michael Flynn released his book about fifth-generation warfare, he says, because the more we are able to identify and name what's being done to us while it's happening, the less power these information operations will have. We need to understand that the military-grade orchestrated gaslighting and psychological operations to which we are being subjected by our demonic bureaucrats in the DOD, FBI, Homeland Security, CDC, FDA, all the usual suspect three-letter agency, Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, CISA, and behind the January 6th committee in concert with the fake news media are all scaled up versions of a torture technique developed for interrogations described in a manual published by the National Defense Intelligence College in 2006 entitled Inducing Information, Interrogation, Science, and Art, in a chapter called Alice in Wonderland, The Power of Applied Confusion. That's the chapter I'm going to be discussing right now, the Alice in Wonderland chapter, The Power of Applied Confusion. Haven't you heard me over and over again? They're trying to distract us. They're trying to confuse us on this show. Well, now I'm going to tell you how they're doing it and where they got it from. For over 2 years, I've been telling you this on my show. Now I will explain it fully. Alice in Wonderland, The Power of Applied Confusion, the aim of the Alice in Wonderland or confusion technique is to confound the expectations and condition reactions of the interrogee, you and me, the general public. The interrogee is accustomed to a world that makes sense, at least to him, a world of continuity and logic and predictable, a predictable world. A lot of people call me up, Johnny, what's going on now? And they're confused because they've fallen under the spell of this power of applied confusion, the Alice in Wonderland chapter. So, the interrogee, you and me, and the general public clings to this world that makes sense to enforce his identity and powers of resistance. The confusion technique is designed not only to obliterate the familiar, but replace it with the weird. Look at all the trans and the woke stuff going on. That's the weird. And the process continues day after day after day as necessary. And then the subject begins to make try to make sense of the situation, but becomes mentally intolerable. He's tired of it, and he's likely to make significant admissions, like even pour out his own story and finally confess. This is an interrogation technique. This is what it is. It's from the manual. The Alice in Wonderland or confusion technique. You confuse and confuse and confuse and confuse. And after a while, they just, oh, well, whatever. You know, yeah, I did this and yeah, I did that. And yeah, this is this person. The manual cites in earlier in 1963, the torture manual entitled The Kerbock Counterintelligence Interrogation Manual. The Human Resource Exploitation Training Manual, which was based on CIA research, much of it conducted through the MK Ultra program, but some of it going all the way back to the Spanish Inquisition of the 1300s. In other words, what they've been putting you through is literally torture. The purpose of this technique is not to just obliterate the normal, but to replace that with, you know, replace that normal with the mind-boggling bizarre. You know, forest fires, train derailments, you know, trans coming on. Oh, well, we can be a woman and be in women's sports. It really gets bizarre, as you've been seeing. It's all part of their technique, so that the person goes into a state of deep trauma that is so awful, they would rather give up their secrets and return to reality that makes sense than to continue with more of all this weirdness, this woke, this mind control. The unrelenting fake news, the Mueller investigation, the fake impeachment, the flat earth movement, Christina Lawsley Ford, Jesse Smollett, and the media crucifixion of Nick Salmon, just to name a few, were illogical orchestrated psyops together with the transgender push are designed to badger everyone into agreement in order to just make it stop. Oh, yeah, you know, we'll go with, you can have our guns, you know, and you can have your one world order, just bring everything back to normal. That's what they want you to do. They want you to give up. We've understood that this unconventional warfare, but knowing that it's called the Alice in Wonderland technique, the confusion technique, empowers you to identify it when it's happening and to help you distance yourself from the fragmentation and cognitive dissonance that is attempting to induce what this ceaseless encroachment of your boundaries. We need to understand that, for example, showing all this transgender thing and shoving all that down our throats is not an organic thing. It just didn't grow out of society. It was put there by design. It's been springing up within the populace, but it's actually an influence operation. It's a psychological warfare. It's meant to confuse children. Just look no further, folks, than the transgender story hour read to elementary school kids. They're putting statues of Satan in elementary schools, and they're already training kids to draw pentagrams and do ceremonies, what they call ceremonies, around the pentagram. I can't make this stuff up, folks. It's all put in there to destabilize our society so they can't convince us, you know, regular folks, us boomers that know the difference. So they're starting with the kids and getting them Satanized from an early age. And while the Biden administration is pushing the transgender agenda onto American children and training them to grow up to be limp-wrist wimps, the Chinese communist regime is training their children to be soldiers and to kill Japanese and Americans. Those are the dummies they're punching with their sabers and their bayonets. You can see them start that out in elementary school. Chinese don't want you to know about all this, but they got the training camps right there in the elementary school to be prepared for war, to fight the Chinese. The Chinese are being prepared for war to fight the Japanese and fight the Americans. They're not telling that to the adults. They're telling that to their kids. So while we are training our kids to be limp-wrist and just know anything goes, the Chinese are training their kids to fight and kill Japanese and Americans. Understanding the manipulations will help you assert your cognitive boundaries and will help you to protect yourself from these incessant fifth generation warfare attacks, because it's not going to stop, folks. We may be living like this for the rest of our lives. So we need to learn how to survive the jive and the power through, and just power right through all this BS. Let's run through some top stories of the week, including various oversight hearings and the analysis of the experts, starting with the departing CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, who you know was hung. And they go over her testimony before the House Select Subcommittee in the coronavirus pandemic. And she, of course, perjured herself how the vaccine was 90% effective. That's why she was hung, because she perjured herself and committed crimes against humanity. Well, Dr. Naomi Wolf saying the vaccines were not only not effective, but in many cases lethal. And then we have the FBI Department Deputy Director Paul Abertat, the Senate Judiciary Committee stonewalling Ted Cruz and getting hammered because he and the FBI will not reveal or admit the evidence of the Biden corruption. They just won't admit to it. Then on Thursday, we have Senator Josh Hawley accusing the Department of Homeland Security of facilitating the slavery of illegal migrant children. And then Alex Jones putting it all in the proper perspective that the Department of Homeland Security isn't facilitating anything. It's actively running the largest human trafficking operation in modern times. That's what's actually going on. Senators Hawley and Cruz and others have performed these amazing oratories at these hearings over the past couple years, and it's nice that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and others are moving to impeach Joe Biden, but there's more than enough evidence showing that many members of the Biden regime have broken hundreds of laws and that they should be arrested. But of course, who's going to do that? Our entire federal government is hard at work destabilizing, collapsing, and confusing you to the point that you don't know really what's going on. They're busy collapsing our country. For over 2 years, Darren Beatty at Revolver News and journalists at the Gateway Pundit have been trying to get the FBI to release information about the January 6th pipe bomber who was caught on video planting pipe bombs near headquarters of both the Republican and Democratic Party headquarters on the evening of January 5th. The pipe bomber has thus far managed to evade the so-called greatest intelligence agency of the world, so we know who's paying his bills, and he's being protected. And then we spurred on by this whistleblower disclosure from a senior FBI official who claimed that the FBI was withholding information on the investigation of Representatives Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Bill Posley sent a letter to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, demanding an update on the case of the J6 pipe bomber. Of course, they haven't heard anything back. And now former Washington FBI field office chief Steve DeTanio has admitted that the FBI could not use the phone data of one provider on January 5th, 2021, because it was corrupted. How convenient. DeTanio also admitted in the letter that the bombs were inoperable. In other words, it appears that Black Ops erased the digital trail left behind by the unknown federal agent who acted as the J6 bomber. The Gateway Pundit's Jim Hoff commented that pipe bomber was likely just a propaganda operation used to attack Trump supporters and another assault on conservative Americans. The Haldeman report on the Dominion voting machines in the state of Georgia were finally released after a corrupt Obama judge had put them under seal. The report confirms that votes can be altered on Dominion voting machines and that Dominion software can be hacked. But corrupt Georgia Senator State Brad Ruffensperger, of course, has no plans to do anything about this because he wants to be able to hack the voting machines and keep that going so we can keep the rigged elections going in the deep state's favor. However, Ruffensperger's brother, by the way, is a high-up executive in Huawei, you know, the Chinese telecom, and lives in Xinjiang, China. That's his brother. In other words, J.P. Morgan Chase reached a tentative agreement and deal, a $290 million settlement with sexual abuse victims of Jeffrey Epstein, so that was all swept under the rug. Has anyone reported on this? No. Just know that there is no gag on Dr. Johnny, and you will hear the truth. The government of the Virgin Islands is managing Epstein's estate, and it was they who brought the lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, who in turn claimed that the former First Lady of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Cecil DeLong, had assisted Jeffrey Epstein in trafficking young women and girls to the territory for an annual salary of over $150,000. There are reports from Rudy Giuliani and confirmed by others that the Burisma whistleblower was both the top accountant and wife of the former supporter owner of Burisma. And she was found dead before she could testify, how convenient, and also passed away under mysterious circumstances. And earlier this week, Dr. Stephen Greer held a bombshell interview and event at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., in which he introduced whistleblower Eric Hecker, who had worked for Raytheon Contractor in the South Pole Station, and acknowledged that they do have earthquake technology. Well, folks, the U.S. corporation did go bankrupt earlier this month, and what we have been watching in our so-called news is corporate theatrical performances rehashing the same stories over and over again. The evidence for all this is very clear. The first thing to notice is Washington, D.C. remains a ghost town. As this news item confirms, U.S. government workers are choosing to stay at home, perhaps for good, leaving the vast federal government offices empty and the city struggling. The corporate excuse is they're teleworking. The next bit of evidence is a photograph that I looked at sent by 3P Freemasons showing the Rockefeller-owned United Nations headquarters building in New York apparently is empty and shuttered. Yet another proof is that U.S. ports have shut down and trade is collapsing. The shutdown of ports like Seattle is being blamed on labor disputes, but that does not explain the collapse in the demand for cardboard boxes. The mainstay of the trade, cardboard box trade and sales gone way down in the last few months. So they're not using any cardboard boxes. There's nothing moving. Asian secret society sources explain the attempt to use Taiwanese and Thai royal gold to keep the U.S. corporation going has been stopped. This is why experts in the U.S. They say they will restart trade if Donald Trump is made public president again. This has been promised before 4th of July, but don't believe it until you see it. We've heard this story before, but there is military on the ground in over 37 states in the last 48 hours. You know, could be a prelude for martial law. There's military on the ground in all, it's like 37, 38 states. For more evidence that we're all watching a corporate theater, let's look at the background of this so-called White House being shown on Fox TV that's not really the White House. With that said, let's look at some of the latest corporate theater. The big story is a complete BS tale of U.S. President Donald Trump being indicted for keeping government documents at his home. As many people know, Trump was indicted over something that is not illegal. He's been legal all the way. I mean, Trump goes by the book. He follows the law. The Trump indictment is clearly part of a sophisticated campaign by his Rothschild backers, not his backers, but the deep state backers who, but they're going to take down the Rockefeller Joe Biden avatar real soon. I believe that's why all this military is in 37 states. As soon as Biden goes down, then the Trump can come back in, but we'll see. We won't know till we actually see it, right? Right. So I'm not making any predictions here. However, I do know for a fact that there is military in all 37 states and heavy military. And my soldier contacts are saying, they're all on high alert. They're all have been deployed. They are all in their families aren't. They said, well, we don't know anything. All we know, he's activated. He's gone. That's what they're telling me. So a lot of stuff's happening right now. But by creating a legal precedent with Trump that they can now go after Biden, that's why corporate media widely reported congressional hearings about how Biden accepted $5 million in bribes simultaneously with the Trump indictment. So this makes it convenient for the White Hats to step in now that the military is in 37 major states. They're all ready to go. So we'll see. As Representative Paulina Luna notes, just left the meeting and the White House oversight, she said, the FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the information he has brought forward about the Biden family. So the House got all the goods on the Biden family, and they have it from actual whistleblowers in the FBI. So who exactly does the FBI fear would be doing the killing, and why can't they defend a high-profile informant, whatever happened to witness protection? Because a high-profile informant is, shall we say, squealing and ratting the FBI out? You betcha. So maybe Jens Psaki Rockefeller should have asked former FBI head James Comey instead of talking to about fear of the Trump retribution. Nevertheless, in a sign the U.S. military is finally getting its act together and reorganizing Trump as a commander-in-chief, the U.S. Armed Forces Radio, which until now has been 100% pro-Biden propaganda, is now reporting the Biden bribery story. Dr. Johnny also saw a photo that shows that Trump now has the military on his side and no longer is protected by the Secret Service. So that just happened just before the indictment. My source notes that the carefully collaborated biological warfare by the Rockefellers is actually a sign they're losing their grip and they know they're losing control. They are all working desperately to start another pandemic. They really are. The Rothschilds, the head of the Jesuits, and others have now surrendered, he says. The end of the Khazari Mafia was the use of the central banking and charging interest for money. The IT that you know, shows the charge of interest and all that. They're beating a retreat, and they've lost. The removal of usury has been steadily draining the swamp. The sign that the Federal Reserve Bank is still trying to pretend their money is real. They use fraud to turn a recent $28.4 billion of deposit outflows, that's from the NSA, into $102.5 billion of deposit inflows. Those are lies, but we know from the numbers, they're lying. However, the fact that they can still launder fake money like this is why we all are sick of hearing the talk about draining the swamp and are accurate, you know, more accurately, the sewer. And so we're confronted by all this. And MI6, our correspondent there, had an interesting take. He said the only viable way to install an alternative is to remove or eject those in the shadow of the U.S. corporation who sustain it simply as a front or laundry mat for their criminal enterprises, i.e. Obama. He's the one pulling the strings. And a massive forensic exercise, first to defend the theater of war. Therefore, it would be a matter for military intelligence and armed forces because the problem is actually high treason. I think this is what the military are in place right now to do. We'll see. While we're all justified in being skeptical, there does seem to be a new round of heads being chopped, prominent people going into hiding, and public confessions of guilt are coming out by the just a windfall of confessions coming out. Last week, we saw Mark Zuckerberg, Rockefeller admit Meta, Facebook, censored information and opinion during the COVID pandemic. This means he's publicly confessing to being a war criminal and now subject to arrest as such. The same is true with heads of Google, etc. We also note widespread articles in the Truth Media appearing now about James Burgermeister predicting forced vaccination in 2009. We are in contact with her at the time, and she had just filed a big lawsuit against Big Pharma and the World Health Organization for, among other things, sending out 72 kilograms of live bird flu virus mislabeled as a vaccine. She's blowed the whistle on him. Before she could complete it, she was killed and replaced by an identity theft fraudster. That fraudster was hunted down, but we were unable to save Mrs. Burgermeister. But she did give her confession, and after that, she was gone. The WHO, the World Health Organization, sponsored by Bill Gates and Rockefellers, has been caught fraudulently sterilizing millions of Kenyan women with vaccines for tinnitus. This means the WHO plus Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, etc. are guilty of war crimes. We also note that the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has revoked authorization of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine for causing blood clots. This is important because it will open the floodgates for lawsuits against the vaccine manufacturers. That was a white hat operation that forced them to admit that, and the FDA has revoked that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So lawsuits will follow and criminal charges will follow. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned as a member of parliament, opening the way for him to face criminal charges. Then we see former Scottish Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who's been arrested for misspending £600,000 of donations. Next, we notice King Charles has gone to Transylvania, the home of his ancestor, Vlad the Impaler, a.k.a. Dracula, Count Dracula. There was a such count. He was called Vlad the Impaler because any of his enemies, he cut their head off and hung the head on big poles. When you ride into town, you'd see their head on top of a pole. But King Charles said he's on a walking holiday, but he didn't bring his wife. So this came immediately after he was caught forging documents to keep the Khazarian Mafia show in Ukraine all going in business, stay in business. Another high-profile person is now officially vanished. He is George Soros. We know he's been gone for a long time, but now the corporate media is acknowledging his son, Alex, has taken over the reign. This is just a formality. Alex has been the de facto in charge for several years, as Elon Musk had noted. By the way, an opt ad by fake George Soros put out just before his resignation outlines the current thinking of the Khazarian Mafia. And in it, Soros says, I'll read you. Number one, it says AI, artificial intelligence, could destroy our civilization. So globally enforcement regulations have to be put in place by us. Number two, he said climate change is going to cause a collapse of all the big business on the planet Earth. So we must rapidly remove excess greenhouse gases from the environment. In other words, shut down industry. And never mind that we are carbon-based life forms and more carbon means more life. Number three, Ukraine's valiant resistance means paper tiger Russia will disintegrate and no longer pose a threat to the world. What a joke. It's totally the opposite. Ukraine's the paper tiger here. Number four, Finally, he says, Biden is not seeking regime change in China, and all he wants is to reestablish status quo with Taiwan. Translation, please don't take away our Taiwanese slave colony because we need to keep stealing their gold so they will keep our fake world going. It's clear they're living in a fantasy world that is as detached from reality as their financial system is. Another fake Khazarian mafia leader who seems to have disappeared is Canadians. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, or what I call Castro Trudeau, because he's Fidel Castro's son, and his sidekick, Chrystia Freeland. He just showed up in Ukraine where a government official said, no one invited him here, and we certainly don't have time for PR while trying to launch our counteroffensive. So he's not wanted in Ukraine either. He can't go back to Canada. He'll be lynched. It's interesting that showing up there just after military tribunal in Quebec presented evidence that he's guilty of war crimes. We also note that Canada was hit by over 500 simultaneous wildfires immediately after the military tribunal. Many arsonists have been arrested and presumably will eventually point the finger at their Rockefeller paymasters. We also note widely reported evidence the simultaneous erupted fires appear to have been caused also by direct energy weapons. Our own source in the Canadian security intelligence confirms that directed energy weapons have been used. At the same time, there's plenty of evidence that the Canadian government officials tried to actively sabotage efforts to put out the fires. I listened to an interview with a retired veteran firefighter who explained how the government prevented him and his colleagues from helping him. There's also widespread sabotage with firefighting companies reporting slashed hoses, flattened tires on their fire trucks. There have been many instances where crews were delayed because of damage to their equipment, said a lieutenant in the fire department who asked his name not to be used. We also note that Algonquin and other First Nations staged a massive rain dance. You know, an Apache warrior by the name of William Twofeather once explained to me these rain dances use things like coordinated foot stomps to send specific rain-causing vibrations into the atmosphere. Maybe it was a coincidence, but right after the rain dances, massive rainfall happened across Canada to put out most of those fires. So keep going, Indians. We like it. These First Nations are doing a good thing. Well, that did not put out the and stop the Khazarian Mafia and BS that flooded us with reports saying things like New York City was now the worst air quality of any city on earth as Canadian wildfires blanket northeast states in a apocalyptic haze. One contact who lives right in the middle of the wildfire region in Quebec says the sky next to the fires looked just hazy on June 6th when the fires were at their peak. However, the sky over New York is red. Now, Dr. Johnny might throw in a little hint. Ammonium nitrate, okay. As a CIA source explains, forest fires are another deep state money laundering scheme of a different flavor. They create the fires. The government allocates tens of hundreds of millions of dollars in disaster relief. Then the money disappears. The politicians get their kickbacks and they rinse and repeat. So with all these disasters, politicians will say, oh, yeah, we need disaster relief. But before the money leaves out of their hands, most of it goes out the back door, and some of it is put right into their pockets. And then they just repeat. All these disasters, whether it's a train derailment, forest fires, all the same drill. They'll get disaster relief, and somehow the majority of that money, they never cleaned up anything in Ohio, that big train derailment, or any of the train derailments. That money's siphoned off and put back into supporting the Biden show. The politicians get a little bit put in their pocket. It's all corrupt. That would explain why the Nova Scotia government refused to hire real five. The Nova Scotia government refused to hire real firefighters, even as they were issuing an urgent appeal for firefighting money. But then when the firefighters came to put out the fires, they got their tires slashed and their hoses cut. This other type of firefighting money they will need is to pay for the impending avalanche of legal cases brought on by these illegal crimes related to child trafficking. It is now well known that child trafficking hotbeds follow CIA color revolutions and U.S. disaster relief. That's where the money's going, to move those kids, to get them into the pedophilia groups and all the laboratories that extract adrenochrome. Here's some recent examples. Haiti during the earthquake in 2010. All the disaster relief went down there to get those kids out and back into the Clinton Foundation expressway to sell and get more money. Libya in 2011, same thing. Getting those kids. Ukraine from 2014 to 2023. They got all those kids. Let me tell you, a lot of children are missing from Ukraine, folks. A lot of women are missing from Ukraine. And all the men have been killed in the wars. Go figure. What did they all have in common? All these disasters, all these train derailments, all these fires, all these earthquakes, because they do have earthquake weapons. It's a heavy involvement by the Obama State Department, the Clinton, Kerry, Nuland, all of them play a role because they're all involved in child trafficking. The Mossad now admits that there are over 366 million videos of children being raped in the U.S. That's more than one video per person that lives in that country in Israel. 366 million videos of children being raped in the U.S. All different videos. These are all individual videos. 366 million videos of different kids being raped in the United States. They found those in Israel in these pedo computers. In a sign, this is now coming out. The Wall Street Journal has given credibility to Pizzagate. It reports an Instagram owned by Mark Zuckerberg and Rockefeller has become a sanctuary for a large network of pedophiles who use hashtag codes like cheese pizza, that stands for child pornography, and MAP, or minor attracted person. So Instagram is a big pedophilia network. Trading in children is not new. Did you know it used to be legal to send children through the U.S. Post Office? Oh, yeah. Could this have been a legal method for child trafficking pedophiles to move children around the country back in the early 1900s? Absolutely, yes. Mark Twain, our wonderful Huck Finn author, was a child trafficker himself. He went to Bohemian Grove. All those tours he did around the world were all part of child trafficking operations. And when he'd find some kids, he'd put them and send them back by the U.S. Postal Service until it was made illegal. Now Trump retruthed a post stating that Mel Gibson is about to expose all of them in a four-part series on child slavery. The World Center for Child Slavery today is Ukraine. Their Ukrainian government has lost almost 5,000 soldiers and over 100 tanks since their long-advertised offensive started past couple of weeks. Again, remember, this is not really a war, because what we're dealing with is private corporations buying used military equipment and hiring mercenaries. The important point is they have no air defense, so tanks are sitting ducks and being destroyed left and right. Another thing to note is the Ukrainians are led by war criminals. A prisoner of war captured by Russian fighters said that the Ukrainian army was conducted by demining operations by sending untrained young soldiers forward into minefields in civilian vehicles. That's how they clear the minefields. They just send these untrained soldiers and drive their cars across. And when they all get blown up, they know that's a safe place to go because they've already blown up the mines along that route. They're also killing journalists and trying to prevent news of their atrocities from coming out. Italian journalist Andrea Lucidi posted the following on her Telegram channel. She said, "A few days ago, I was added to the kill list of Ukrainian security services. As an Italian, I can't help but remember Andre Roccacelli, who also included on the kill list, was killed by the Kyiv army in 2014, whose photo is still present. And I'll return with more details after these messages from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm Dr. Johnny, and I'm just trying to get you up to date with what's going on in the world. Let's look at China. Things are really getting worse. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently said, "Stop blaming China. China's not helping Russia. But if it decides to help Russia, not even God will save you." Oh, yeah. Now, for the first time, images of Chinese military equipment supplied to Russian troops have emerged. For example, we're seeing Chinese armored vehicles in service with local Russian military. Russians feel God is on their side. That's why Vladimir Putin recently said, "Demons have taken over the West and are trying to kill everything spiritual on this planet," said Putin. "I know that I will succeed because I have God's strength and support," he says. The Khazarian Mafia in Israel appears to be coming clean on this sort of thing because they realize unless they have peace with God, they will not be able to flee to their planned Khazaria in the Ukraine or anywhere else. They're talking a good line now. Oh, yeah, we believe in God. Iran now has nuclear weapons, hypersonic missiles, and alliance with all the other Muslim countries. As Mossad-linked site Debka notes, Iran has swiftly followed up on its thaw with Saudi Arabia. They're working with Saudi Arabia by offering to help the oil kingdom develop a nuclear program. Beijing, which brokered the reconciliation, is again stepping forward and backing all of them up. There's also hoping peace will allow them to rebuild their temple. Israel lawmaker has proposed giving Muslims control of the southern end of the Temple Mount complex, which contains the mosque, while Jews have received the central and northern areas of the temple complex to build their temple. Khazarian Mafia, of course, is not planning to go quietly into the night. Our sources in the secret space program say that they are on schedule to carry out some sort of massive UFO and alien event in August. A couple of my listeners say, "I thought you said the alien event was going to happen." Well, now the secret space program is saying the Khazarian Mafia, the deep state, is planning it for August. Certainly anything can change because the future is always changing. The corporate news has been flooded recently with UFO-type stories. For example, Pentagon UFO whistleblower David Grush was widely reported as saying UFO reverse engineering projects should be made public. Then we have all the reports about 10-foot aliens in Las Vegas in the family's backyard. Also, the Daily Mail claimed in one story that a crashed UFO recovered by the U.S. military had distorted space-time. Apparently, they had a guy go into the spaceship. It was the size of a football stadium, while outside is only 30 feet in diameter. Time-space gets distorted when you're inside the mechanism. So that's why you can go places really fast. And that's why things are so much bigger on the inside. And then there's a flurry of announcements by the U.S. Space Force and the media nonstop. So this alien event is obviously in the works. And we know the deep state will call it an invasion, while the White Hats will call it diplomacy with our great black galactic brothers and sisters. And now I want to bring out, while we're on the subject, I'll bring out a little plug for Dr. Johnny because he's kind of been in the closet for a while. I used to do public speaking and workshops for doctors all the time. But the last 8 or 9 years, I haven't been doing any public speaking, just helping my patients. A lot of times we travel. But now I'll be doing public speaking at a venue in Las Vegas September 17th. Well, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's a weekend. And there's also, so there's an alien event expo there. I'll be talking about my abduction experience before the world, as I used to do. And also they have, in combination, they have a medical expo, a biomedical expo, and I'm one of the doctors at that biomedical expo. So if you want to see Dr. Johnny in person and up on the stage talking to a big audience like I used to do, I will be back. As you know, I'll be back. So I'll be back September 15th, 16th, and 17th, and I'll have a booth, and I'll sell my latest books and everything. So I want to just to let you know, before I told you there, I wasn't going to announce it, but now it's all over the internet. If you want more information about this event, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the contact tab or the consultation tab and send me a note saying, send me information about your speech in Las Vegas. So I'll send you all the information about the expo. It's going to be a big event. There's going to be lots of people speaking that are, you know, opinion leaders, you know, in the world of UFOs and in the natural health field as well. So Dr. Johnny will be in both venues speaking about UFOs and alien technology, and also speaking about what I do in the Master Survivor Program and how I developed the Master Survivor University and how that came about. So just send me a note if you want information and come see me before all this can smoothly happen. We have to remove the deep state criminals. I'm going to go no matter what, but we know the White Hat Alliance is working 24/7 around the clock and around the globe to do just that. A. Anthony Blinken was executed by the People's Liberation Army during the unannounced visit to Beijing a week or so ago. But you would never hear that from the media. Oh, no, they got his clone out there now. But White Hat said were uncertain whether the deceased was authentic or not. They may have sent a clone. However, Blinken, body double or clone, a Marine Corps Forces Cybersecurity Command revealed to me that that past Monday, Cyber Command intercepted correspondence between Assistant Secretary of the State for the East Asian Pacific Affairs, Daniel Kirkenbrink, and Lloyd Austin, the fake Defense Secretary, detailing the circumstances of Blinken's death. He flew over there unannounced trying to broker deals with China. Cyberspace Command learned that State Department plane carrying Blinken and Kirkenbrink and an unknown number of deep staters requested permission to land at Beijing Capital International Airport on 15th, China time, on June 3rd. The owner, the tower, denied clearance to land, saying no flight plan has been filed and that Blinken had been banned from entering China, they said to the pilot. In February, the regime canceled Blinken's previously scheduled trip to China after a United States Air Force F-22 Raptor shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon and then had soared unimpeded from Alaska to the Atlantic coast. Cyberspace Command said that partially fake news, the truth is that Xi Jinping declared Blinken persona non grata and cautioned him to avoid China or face the consequences. That's what Xi said. But, you know, the deep state's desperate, so they flew in anyway. A schism has recently formed between the regime, you know, our fake Biden regime, and Beijing. As reported last month, Xi Jinping called Biden a fake president, and Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu refused to meet Lloyd Austin a couple of weeks ago at a defense summit in Singapore. Apparently, Blinken ignored the warning, even as air traffic controllers at Beijing International Airport demanded his plane depart from Chinese airspace. The pilot retorted that Blinken was on a mission of international importance and had to speak with Vice Premier Ding Zhengjiang to personally deliver a communique from Joseph Biden. Meanwhile, J-10 fighter aircraft intercepted Blinken's plane. The fighter pilots, who spoke English, instructed Blinken's aircraft to follow them to a final approach path for a runway 18L and then land to await an escort. Cyberspace Command does not know why the J-10s allowed the plane to land instead of shooting it down. But a brevity of military vehicles teeming with armed soldiers met Blinken's plane on the runway. Only Blinken and Kirkenbrink, under armed guard, were allowed to disembark. Biden blew a fuse. He verbally accosted an unknown... He verbally accosted an unknown Chinese dignitary who, via an interpreter, said he had arranged for Vice President Ding to meet with Blinken at an office at an airport terminal. Blinken lost his cool. He lambasted the dignitary for intercepting his plane, calling it a transparent act of aggression. There was no sign of Vice President Ding in the office, only three uniformed soldiers whose hands hovered near their sidearms on their hips. "What is this?" Blinken reportedly blurted. "Where's Vice President Ding Zhengjiang?" I'm Secretary Boom," and a bullet struck his face mid-sentence. He fell to the ground. And then he told the others, "You go home now. Tell your people what happened here," the dignitary told a shaken Kirkenbrink. "You're not welcome here. Rebring the body to the plane." Cyberspace Command said that they had a tough time believing that the regime would send one of their most precious and beloved assets, the Secretary of State, on a potentially hazardous assignment, they said it had to be a clone. Blinken is deep state, my source said. He's a key figure in everything they do. We really like to look at that corpse to see if it's the real thing or not, but until we do, we'll run the assumption that it was a convincing body double or a clone. There was no mention of Doppelgangers or clones in the conversation with Kirkenblink, with Secretary Austin. However, we know the real story from former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who was on President Barack Obama's security detail, one of his Secret Service agencies. He has said and seen things that he's never disclosed publicly, but he's becoming angry enough that he's starting to do so now. He lives in Palm Beach, okay, West Palm Beach. Recently he gave enough hints to connect all the dots, and it's pretty much simpler than you think. Dan Bongino says no one disputes the bank records showing millions of dollars of bribes funneling from bad actors in various nations into bank accounts of at least 9 Biden crime family members, including his grandchildren, during the time period when he was vice president, when Dan Bongino was on the Secret Service detail. With zero power to personally change the U.S. government, all he could do was witness what was going on. After all, he was Secret Service, there to guard the president and vice president, at that time, Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. However, Dan Bongino asked, did Obama know about this rank corruption? Dan believes Obama probably knew about it all, that the FBI has harbored the informant's allegations since 2017. Who was president when the collusion hoax was invented? Wow, it was Obama. The Spygate scandal, when they started spying on the Trump campaign, who was president? Gosh, let me think. That's right, it was Obama. And during the Hillary Clinton email scandal, who appointed Hillary as the Secretary of State? Who was Hillary Clinton emailing in the Hillary email scandal? Classified information? She was appointed by Obama. She was emailing Obama on his BlackBerry. How do we know? Because it's already been outed in the media that Obama's BlackBerry had been whitelisted for email addresses, of which Hillary's private email address was one of them, who told him to whitelist Hillary's private email. Of course, it was Obama. The Biden bribery scandal, we now know, have an informant for the FBI who was indicted as far back as 2020, 3 years ago. That Biden took $5 million in bribe in exchange for political decisions. Biden was the vice president when this is alleged to have happened. So, Biden took the bribe for policy decisions he couldn't make because, ladies and gentlemen, the vice president doesn't make policy decisions. Who does? Well, that's right, President Obama. All roads lead back to Obama, he says. Every single one of these scandals that they're all protecting, they think they're protecting, they are protecting Obama. Why? The Y-W-H-Y matters. Obama's the golden calf. Hillary Clinton and Obama are the golden calves. We got to understand, take yourself out of your sanity mode for a minute and put yourself into the insane lane mode. Who is their god? The small g god of politics, it's Obama. He is effectively their Ronald Reagan. Imagine you're one of them now. The minute that Obama's legacy gets tarnished and revealed with the truth of what's going on, in the most scandal-ridden, corrupt presidency in U.S. history, when the truth comes out on all that, you need to understand that the liberalism, tolerant coexistence we're better than you filthy conservative, you know, conservative slobs. We're better than you leftists. Is going to be tarnished when all that comes out. The liberals need America to believe in their propaganda efforts that they are the better ones. They think they're better than you, that they're the moral betters. They're the ones that have the high ground. They care more about their high ground than they do about you. They run a more efficient government, and they keep preaching that government, that big government is a good thing. If their biggest advocate for this model turns out to be the most corrupt president in U.S. history, while simultaneously using the weapons of government for his corruption, while simultaneously advocating that big government is a good thing, their whole moral reason for their being falls apart. It's not hard to understand. Am I explaining this well enough, he says? Because if you don't get this, you're never going to understand anything on this fake show, this fake Biden show. It's all a waste of time. You need to understand that the entire reason for being is big government. Obama's their champion. He used big government to destroy America and the Patriots. Once that comes out, it makes a world of sense to everybody, and when everybody finds out about it, it'll all fall apart like a house of cards. And I want to thank NK Optimus for passing on this information I will share with you about the pro-Russian Worldwide Federation formed in mid-March. The representative of 39 nations attended, you know, the Russia bashing blowback, the birth of the international Russophile movement. This is all very significant, so I thank NK Optimus for bringing this out by a special correspondent with an introduction by Pepe Escobar. I want you to know a very memorable speech in the Day of Great Speeches came from Italian Archbishop Vigano, former papal nuncio to the America and unspoken critic of Pope Francis, who gave a 10-minute speech via video link calling Russia the last bastion of civilization against barbarism. Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov gave the headline speech at the event. He began it by reading a message to the Congress from President Putin. His remarks included trademark Lavrov, you know, Archbishop Vigano, and said, "Hatred for Christian civilization wants to create a society of slaves subservient to the Davos Group, a dystopian society without past and without future, without faith and without ideals, without culture, without art, without fathers, without mothers, without family, without spirituality, without teachers and spiritual guides, without either respect for the elderly or hopes for our children. We cannot be surprised that after de-Christianization of the Western world, this elite considers Russia an enemy to be overthrown. The Russian Federation undeniably stands as the last bastion of civilization against barbarism and gathers around it all those nations that do not intend to submit to the colonialism of NATO, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, or the International Monetary Fund, and the head of the foundations that help keep their purpose of indoctrination of the masses, the manipulation of information, the creation of colored revolutions to destabilize government legitimately elected, and to sow chaos, wars, and misery as an instrumentum regionum. The recent pandemic farce, he said, conducted with criminal methods that I have hesitated to denounce since beginning of 2022 has been followed by new emergencies, including the Ukrainian crisis, deliberately provoked with the aim of destroying the social and economic fabric of nations dominating the world population and decimating the world population, concentrating control in the hands of an oligarchy that no one has elected and that has perpetrated a real-world coup d'etat for which sooner or later it will be called to answer before the world. And I watched the latest video about Greg Rees and took notes. It's absolutely hair-raising. It looks like we're being given major disclosure about UFOs, Antarctica, and exotic technology to distract us from the revelations about the Biden crime family and the deep state's pathetic efforts to stop Trump. During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as D-Clock, or the Bell. Secret documents found years later revealed that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swaziland, or New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. However, in 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out the Nazi base, New Swabia, and other Antarctic bases. On his way, the U.S. Admiral Byrd told Chilean newspaper El Mercurio that in the event of a new war, the U.S. would be facing military craft that could fly from one pole to another in incredible speed in the blink of an eye. In 1939, a dozen nations signed the Antarctica Treaty, making it illegal for anyone to travel south of the 60th parallel without government permission. Since then, curious videos have circulated that show what appear to be Nazi UFOs. You know, they got the swastika and the Iron Cross on the side, on top of them. And just this past Monday, Dr. Stephen Greer introduced Antarctic whistleblower Eric Hecker. And Eric said that in 2010, he was selected to go down to the South Pole station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter, he said. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology in the South Pole Station certainly can do what its primary purpose is, and unfortunately much, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purpose of the science as presented, but I'm going to skip right to the chase, he said. Folks, I've prevented and provided documentation that proves that 5,160 of what they call deep underground military or DUMs that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit 2,057 volts each. That gives a long list of things to consider, he said. It's effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection, we're learning that those off-world craft, on-world craft of ours, or from other nations, are also emitting neutrinos, so this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for the new level of equipment, since nobody's discussing. Just think no further than the Men in Black movie, a comedy sci-fi movie with the star. The Men in Black movie. Well, they had the customs station. That's exactly what this is. It's an air traffic control station for all UFO craft, all deep state UFO craft, all everything that the they say that the Space Force uses. But in addition, the ability to detect neutrinos in these exotic vehicles, I provided documentation for all this, is also a system for faster than light communications, he says. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA and found off-world fleet, a list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster than light vehicles moving through the system, we're going to need faster than light communication. So this is another thing that this facility does. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when we fired it up, that was when we had earthquakes 1 and 2 in New Zealand. There were two incidental shots where they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake generating device as well. There are weapons of war. We have to deal with that now. And Raytheon is hiding it. There's also the ELF machine, the ELF, the electro low-frequency machine, is at the South Pole Station. And when I arrived, it was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I would rapidly just tell you that I had to figure out the circuitry for certain repairs and found that this system was, in fact, completely energized up and running and being utilized with other systems for nefarious purposes as well. Then, of course, the Atmospheric Research Observatory is what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a powerful green laser shooting out of the top of the facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communication and for defense. The question of power comes into play for all these facilities that are present. I assure you, I know what is going on. I know the load demands of the facility, and all these new items exceed the demand for the systems that I was presented. In doing the due diligence and research, I believe that there's a secondary power supply, that there's either a nuclear that was there prior to the start of the Antarctic Treaty, which prohibits such things, and that there is some sort of exotic power supply system, and that there is in the verbiage of the treaty that negates the responsibility to the parties that are involved. These are just some of the revelations that Eric Hecker brought out and confirms what I'm reporting on this show about earthquake weapons that took out places in Turkey. They did Fukushima and all these things. And they use that for blackmailing. If you don't do this, we'll have an earthquake in your country. And sure enough, they do. The United States military on Friday, this past Friday, an obscure regime official on charges of treason, acquiring evidence that she misused her authority to bankrupt small businesses during the pandemic lockdowns in 2021. U.S. Navy JAG investigators apprehended Small Business Administrator Isabel Guzman at her home in Washington, D.C. after showing her military arrest warrant, alleging that she threatened small business owners with unaffordable fines and jail time unless they adhere to COVID-19 protocols. These rules reportedly included ensuring that employees enforce vaccination, face masks, and social distancing mandates, spent funds on erecting plexiglass barriers between employees and customers, and denied service to customers unwilling to present vaccination certificates. Guzman's position, my source said, afforded her all these powers. She enforced them. Small Business Association is a mysterious independent agency of the U.S. government. On paper, its mission statement is to maintain and strengthen the nation's economy by enabling the establishment and viability of small businesses and by assisting them in economic recovery of communities after disasters. It was created in 1953 by Republican President Eisenhower with signing of the Small Business Act, currently codified as 15 U.S.C. Chapter 14A. In short, the agency job is to aid small businesses in financial distress, to aid them in financial distress, not put them out of business. However, in March of 2021, the criminal Joseph Biden tapped Guzman to lead the Small Business Association, and she was sworn in by Kamala Harris. Guzman was reportedly out of the Senate Small Business Committee and approved by a 15-5 vote and confirmed on March 16, 2021 by 81-17 vote of the United States Senate. Influential Republicans such as Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell affirmed her nomination. Guzman was flying under the radar until White Hats became aware of her COVID crimes in May of 2023. According to my source, a COVID criminal caught earlier this year ratted Guzman out. On May, White Hats apprehended CDC Deputy Director of Global Health, Dr. Howard Zucker, for COVID crimes like those committed by Guzman. Zucker avoided a military tribunal and accepted lengthy prison stay in exchange for naming administration officials who had violated their oath of office during the pandemic in September 2021 after the illegitimate Joe Biden called the fake virus a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Guzman oversaw a team whose job was to frighten independent business owners into COVID compliance. A JAG investigation revealed, for example, that Guzman terrorized a small pizzeria in Richmond, Virginia, demanding the owners spend $45,000 on frivolous improvements, such as plexiglass shields between the staff and customers. I mean, this is ridiculous. Most small restaurants operate on a narrow budget. And don't have the $45,000 in discretionary funds. When the owner refused to waste cash on unnecessary upgrades, Guzman went to the Virginia Department of Health. A week later, the owner received a letter saying he would be fined $2,500 a day unless he heeded to the CDC's guidance. He ultimately acquiesced and had to file for bankruptcy 3 months later. A month-long JAG investigation determined that Guzman and her proxies made similar demands on thousands and thousands of small businesses nationwide, many of which were fined, and many, almost all, were red, run by Republican, Trump supporters, and they're heavily fined until their business is shut down. what shows us this corrupt, illegal Biden administration used every agency to enforce its unlawful, draconian COVID laws. It wasn't just the CDC or the NIH. The treachery goes much, much deeper, and there's no telling how many others Guzman are still, like Guzman, are still walking free, my source said, but we will get them all. Folks, I'm telling you, they're trying to destroy us. They're trying to destroy our businesses. They're trying to destroy our country. They're trying to destroy our Christian values. They're trying to destroy our kids by having them indoctrinated with all this sacred cult, this Satanist cult that they call sacred. And what we're witnessing right now before our very eyes, since there's military in over 37 states, is a casino royale race to fool our eyes, ears, and minds. We have on one side the fear porn, disinformation, negativists, who are mostly mainstream media, and they're left sheeple. And on the other side, we have the hopium optimists, the Q plan enthusiasts, and all those side groups on both sides and their different deluded illusions and interpretations. And I showed you earlier in the show how they do that with disinformation. This is casino royale, all right, and a race to grab the eyes and ears and minds of whoever they can to get you to listen and get you distracted and confused. And the main point is to get you from thinking on your own so you'll figure out their game. The battle, this is a battle for your attention, and it all started with advertisers selling consumer products. They understood how it works. They understood how to convert people and sway them to go by and get that Big Mac. You need one. And Ronald McDonald's right there to filtrate your kids. Big Mac is, you know, McDonald's is also a child trafficking organization. But I digress. We can talk the fastest, you know, who can have the best views, who can capture the most persuasive power, who has all the right stuff and combinations thereof to convince you to listen to them and believe in them. After all, today, getting enough clicks, getting enough likes, getting enough shares is how they make their money. How they convince you is the only way to make their money. See, this way, they can keep their eye on you, because if you're doing all the clicks and everything, they can see who's making it ahead, seeing who's not. So when you're part of that game, they can target you, and they know exactly what you're doing because they can easily see what's going on. So in so many cases, they will say anything just to get you to listen to them so they can make money, because they got those small business bureaus already corrupted, putting you out of business. But if you go online where they can watch you and keep an eye on you, then you might make a little money for a little while, and all of a sudden, boom, it's over. It's cut off when you go too far. So, you know, tell the truth. So where is the truth in all this? You know, when you tell the truth, you have all those likes, don't be surprised if you're all of a sudden cut off. Well, that's the big question. Where is the truth today? You should never have to ask that. You see, Dr. Johnny reports to you what the soldiers are doing and what they're telling him. Dr. Johnny reports to you exactly what is in the articles. Dr. Johnny reports to you exactly how he's helping his patients. Dr. Johnny survived when the deep state tried to kill him numerous times and everybody said he was going to die. Dr. Johnny is the master survivor. The whole COVID-19 vaccine conspiracy was a cooperative consortium of many corrupt leaders that were paid off, and they are from many different industries. This means not only the Defense Department, the pharmaceutical companies, the satanic evangelists, and eugenists, yeah, satanic evangelists, that's a good one, and satanic eugenists, but also the IT high-tech companies who were involved in an attempt to murder a large percentage of the world's population. This sort of information is coming out now in the mainstream because the Khazaria Mafia are losing control of the Fortune 500 companies, which includes the mainstream media. A lot of these Fortune 500 companies 500 companies, they don't want to go woke. They know that would break them. Just look at Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch has taken a big hit since they've gone woke and trying to pass on that bread Bud Light from their tranny Mulvaney. And this same persuasion method is used in the fast food industry and nearly all advertising. The name of the game is repeat business. So they're pulling all this stuff in to confuse you with this woke stuff right in your face. In the pharmaceutical company, the push has always been to have the drug work just good enough during the initial phase in the beginning of the treatment to show it's helping and diminish the symptoms that are bothering you, but to have it formulated so the long-term effects are not easily spotted, those side effects. Big Pharma really works hard to show that, have it work really good at first, but the side effects not easily seen over a period of time. They want a drug that works, but not really, and does not work too good in the long run. This is really difficult, and that is why they spend millions and millions of dollars in the research. The main objective is to have repeat sales. If it will sell, if it's doing some good in the very beginning and getting rid of the complaint in the very beginning, but the patient will not see that it does not work good enough the long term to cure the problem if it doesn't have too many side effects. So they'll just keep taking it. In this way, the customer will buy it over and over again. This is the holy grail of a successful marketing of a prescription and drug. However, the story runs much deeper than that. The reason Western drug companies are forced to create diseases and then sell the cures is because they are forbidden from producing drugs that make us smarter, happier, and stronger. One pharmaceutical company executive told me that nothing would be easier than to make drugs that would increase your IQ, but the companies are forbidden to do so. He also said making a new recreational drugs that aren't harmful or habit-forming or addicting, he said that would be incredibly easy. All this is the hidden agenda of keeping beneficial nutrients out of the hands of masses and the common man. This is the reason why athletes are banned from competition when they fail the doping tests. Yet, there could be many easily made nutrients that they can make them stronger and faster and be, you know, natural and no side effects. Even if they're chemical, there's a lot of them that have no side effects, but they won't allow that. No question about it. There's been a calculated and persistent effort over the decades to keep us dumber, slower, and weaker. It's all because the Rockefeller Foundation and the Octagon Group in Switzerland at the top of the Kazarian Mafia food chain, they are deliberately holding our progress back worldwide as a species. They forbid drugs and genetic changes that would increase your IQ, physical stamina, and cognitive improvement. They also deliberately keep our lifespans artificially short so we do not have enough time to figure out the control matrix that the deep state set up that we are all living in. For over 200 years, there's been a systematic attempt to keep us from flourishing and instead keep us diseased, depressed, and hopeless. The Kazarian Mafia or the elite at the top are responsible, and it's our destruction is their goal. Our destruction is their goal. If it was not for them, we would all be happy and healthy and live to be more than 150 years. In other words, defeating the Kazarian Mafia will bring us the freedom to be all we want to be, mentally, physically, and expanding our longevity into the hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Don't think this is some pipe dream and Dr. Johnny's just blowing smoke. It's not, and I'm not blowing smoke. Many improvements are held back but not for long. The changes that will be coming into our world will be much bigger than the fall of the Soviet Union. Khazarian mafia out of the way, and in the very near future will change everything. Computers are said to double in processing power every 2 years. Humans could do the same if they wished us to, and if we were allowed to. Soon this will be a reality. Dr. Johnny is working with the White Hats to bring about this new awakening, this new age of the expanded human. Just remember, the deep state wants us to be dumber, weaker, and live a shorter life. In all the meantime, they have their hands in your pockets, picking your wallet, all the way to the grave. But if you become a master survivor with Dr. Johnny, you will be smarter, you will be stronger, you will be younger, and live a longer life. Starting right now, just talk to my patients, and they will tell you this is true. They made a decision to become a master survivor, and they are now beginning to reap the rewards and never get sick again. But becoming a master survivor will help you overcome the worst illness. If you read any of my recovery protocols, you will learn the key is getting over any disease is the 80-20 rule. And I explained about that rule to my patients that are in my premium consultation and to my students. To best understand what a master survivor is, we have to look at Johnny's all-encompassing axiom that our body is a gift from God and a temple of the Holy Spirit. If our body is clean and balanced, then God and the Holy Spirit will always dwell in our daily lives. Then we are always balanced in harmony with God's plan. If you follow the Master Survivor Program, you will never get sick and always be connected to God's plan if that's your desire. If you're an atheist, you'll be more in tune with the mechanics of the universe. Either way, you're more in tune with what gives us life. If we are not minimizing the toxins in our body, this will help the liver restore, so we have to minimize those toxins. And the foundation of this is the Master Survivor Program. Let me fire off a few factoids that you need to know, and you know, for achieving good liver health. It's really easy. Stay away from all fumes, petrol fumes. They're more dangerous than drinking alcohol. They're toxic. Having your own organic garden is a sure way to get chemical-free and a wholesome food, so start your own garden. Cleansing the body on both the macrobiotic level and the microbiotic level, to understand what that is crucial for a future of stamina resilience. This is the Master Survivor Program, and you can start it today. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. If you want to get rid of arthritis, become a Master Survivor. If you want to detoxify your pineal gland, then become a Master Survivor. If you want to lose weight in an easy, healthy way, then become a Master Survivor. If you want to heal your joints and be healed free of pain, then become a Master Survivor. If you want to bring your blood sugar back to normal, then become a Master Survivor. If you want to experience deeper realities like astral travel, then become a Master Survivor. Once our bodies are balanced on the macro and microbiotic level, we can get rid of those toxins and be free, because those toxins in the standard American diet is 85% of the U.S. population. That's their problem, those toxins in the standard American diet, because they'll have a slow metabolism, and because of this, they suffer from bone fragility, and their joints give them pain. Remember, it's not just because of the lack of calcium, it's from the too much calcium. It's the lack of copper. It is important that we know the measurement of these minerals. That's why doing the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, is so valuable. This laboratory report will give the levels of minerals in all our cells and our bloodstream. Once you submit your hair and a $226 check to Dr. Johnny, I will put it directly into the laboratory queue for testing. Your results will be sent to you within 2 weeks, and then you call Dr. Johnny for your free consultation. We will go over your report and help you understand the numbers, and I will answer any of your questions, and then you'll have a roadmap to get your body and your mind under your control. Becoming a master survivor is the road less traveled. Instead of taking trips to the hospital, you'll have to be taking a new shopping trips to the grocery store and new trips to go on a cruise. And soon, you'll be on the road of health, hope, and freedom. Don't let the deep state and big pharma make you a statistic. Become a master survivor today. And you can do your first step right now by going to themastersurvivor.com. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down until you see the Master Survivor program, click the blue tab that says Read More, and then you can see the very first thing is the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's when it all starts. $226, because with that hair, I can see the chemistry in your body. And then I can give you the roadmap to better health, because I know the foods you should avoid and the foods to increase on. It's there in your report, and I review that with you during our consultation. So I'm doing this to help everybody become a master survivor, because that's what's going to heal our world, is the master survivor. All creating our new world as master survivors is the best way going forward. If you think all this in our world is madness, you are not alone. Right now, we're going through the biggest transition our society has ever seen. So either choose to create our own world and become master survivors, or remain a slave to the system and become a statistic. And that's what happens. Thousands and thousands have entered the process of waking and transforming since the advent of these world-changing events. COVID has proven to be both a curse and a blessing in disguise, and so many more are finding out now, and towards the light of truth. So you can do it too, folks. Anybody can become a master survivor. All it takes is a little bit of work, and just listen to Dr. Johnny help you do that. And you too will be free of disease and not be a statistic. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damegard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.